Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillah ve kafa ve selamun ala ibadillezine istafa amma ba'd. Tazkir-i mazakir of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem, which is an extremely important aspect of our life, that we should check whether my life is according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem, or I'm just living a life as I want to. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and just unfortunately, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah aleyhi says, when you find the ummah is in the storms of fasad and fitna and difficulties, then we have to get onto the ship of sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we'll come out of the storms. So it's for myself and all of us. We have to keep on checking, am I on the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And it's so simple, but as Hazrat explained, is explaining to us also, but myself, we're just unmindful. We listen, I attended the bayan, but it is going to my heart. And is it a sign that it's in your heart? It will be in our life. So like we're discussing the sunnats of wuzu, and Hazrat is explaining it also so beautifully, that there are 18 sunnats of wuzu, which we discussed already. The first, make intention, that I'm making wuzu to purify myself from minor impurities so that I can perform my salah, make ibadat of Allah. The next is recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And there are others also that come in the hadith, Bismillah al-Azim, walhamdulillahi ala deen al-Islam, or Bismillah walhamdulillah. Then there's a narration also, that if you don't recite durood, your wuzu will not be complete. So you can read Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah also. And then this is the only sunnah dua normally to be read in wuzu. Anytime in wuzu, Allahumma ighfir li zambi, wa wasi' li fi dari, wa barik li fi rizqi. But as we heard Hazrat and Mashayikh, they have read many, many beautiful du'as while washing every part of wuzu. So we should try and learn those du'as and bring it into our life and see how valuable our wuzu will become and our life will become. The next sunnat is wash both hands up to the wrist. And that is including the wrist, that is over the spatia. So as we wash our both hands, and like Hazrat said, rub every finger also, so it doesn't... And this part, you can feel the wrist. So not just on the wrist, or not below there. And just stays down, right onto the wrist. And it's sunnat. And sunnat will increase the value of your wuzu, of all your ibadat. Then the next sunnat is clean the teeth with miswak. If one does not have a miswak, you forgot it somewhere or something. Our deen is easy. Don't leave out the sunnat. With your finger, rub the teeth, how you'll make miswak, top, bottom, and rub your tongue little. And that will be your miswak. And that will make you realize, I must not forget my miswak. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And the next sunnah is to gargle the mouth thrice. And as Hazrat explained, it's gargling. And that is when we don't have wuzu, then you must gargle thoroughly. Put water in your mouth and take it down to the throat and make gargara. And you'll see all that muck of the what brings all the flu and that, it will go out automatically. And some brothers have practiced it already, and they realized that we found it. So it caused a big difference in our life. So our deen have got all the solutions for our external problems and internal problems. Allah give us tawfiq to practice for the love of Allah Ta'ala. Secondly, with regard to the ashar that we read while making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, this is du'as also, and to build our concentration. And then we'll be making zikr for the sake of zikr. Zikr is to remember. Not zikr is to be unmindful. We're making zikr, but we're unmindful. So when we make zikr, then our life, then we'll be conscious that Allah is watching me all the time. So the zikr that we make, yesterday we learned that poem with regard to when we're making zikr of La ilaha illallah, ilahi yata wa zarra dardi dil ki marta hai bedar dimar tira. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch chahta hai, main tujhse hu ya rab talabgar tera. We still don't know the poem now, but more or less you know some words, so concentrate. That, oh Allah, I just want that one iota of your love in my heart. Because I'm a sick person, but I'm dying without your love. That's why I'm uneasy. If I get one drop, I'll be in. Everybody is asking for different things from you, oh Allah. Or they got different objectives in life. Either may to say, oh, ya Rab, talabgar tera. So talab, you know, I got desire. Oh, ya, who? May to say, who? I only desire you, Allah. Nahi dono alam se kuch mujhko matlub. I got no other objective in my life. Nothing. Tu hi matlub. Only you, my objective. And that is our object of life, to find Allah. Even ibadat itself, that's the means to reach the main objective. Namaz is not the main objective. Namaz, you have to reach Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, ibadat se sawab milega. Or khidmat se Allah milega. So like that, when we find Allah, then our life will come right. Then we'll be eager to do khidmat, everything. And uta gham ruk umid imdad haq se tujhe gham hai kya. Haji Imdadullah, who's the great sheikh of all mashaykh, he made this poem, and he's saying that, oh Imdad, what worry have you got that you're asking from Allah such a great thing? You're asking Allah Himself. Don't have just worried at all. Where me and where? And obviously, but you said, have hope. Oh Imdad, have hope in Allah, who is the true being. That the Buzur says, oh Allah, you're so great that it's impossible to get you. But oh Allah, you're so merciful, you haven't made your price such that nobody can get you. Whoever desires, they get you. So like that. So then when a person starts making zikr of Allah, 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 now you'll be conscious that whose name I'm taking. And only Allah's name has got this effect. If you repeat it over and over, Allah will come in the heart. Nothing else in this world you decide, hey, I want this BM. Sit in a masjid from morning till night and tell Qiyamah and say BM, you won't even smell the BM. But Allah's name, you just say Allah, Allah, even unconsciously, and you'll see Allah will come in your life. So, when a person starts saying, making Allah's zikr like that, then automatically from the bottom of your heart it will come out. The poem of Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi. Allah, Allah, Iche Shiri Nastanam, Shiro Shakkar Misha Wajjanam Tamam. Oh Allah, your name is so sweet. And you'll start feeling the sweetness of the name of Allah. But we'll carry on the course. We can't jump the ladder and think, hey, when I'm again? It will come, inshallah. But we have to do the course. And we have to be on the spot. And we don't know when we're going to leave the world. As long as you're on the path and your desire is Allah, Allah will write you that you're the lover of Allah. So Allah, your Iche Shiri Asnam. Iche, that your name is Shiri. Very sweet. Very sweet your name is. And after all, who is the creator of all sweetness? So how sweet is the name of Allah? Shiro shakkar mishawa janam tamam. If you make a delicious drink of milk, mixed with honey, etc., and you put badam, and now it's not the time your mouth will be watering, but everybody will be thinking of, now tonight I must make my milkshake like this, or my faluda, or that drink. And more sweeter than that is definitely the name of Allah. But myself, we're still spiritually sick, so we can't taste. Some people got a physical sickness. They know they've got physical sickness. They got the problem that their taste buds are not in order. So they're eating food. You ask him, how's it? It's nice. How's this mango? It's nice. He doesn't know he's sick. But when he goes, Allah give him cure. Nah, oh, mango got different taste. Just got different taste. So like that, then we'll come to know the taste of zikr, the taste of tilawat, etc. Allah give us tawfiq. Further, with regard to our Anwar al-Salah, which is the main thing Allah has given us, the great gift, how to get connected to Allah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna as-salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal-munkar. Wa la zikrullahi akbar. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. That we were learning the first bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi, where he explained that before you even go in the court of Allah Ta'ala, how to prepare yourself to know. And the first thing in any action of ours is when you start knowing what is the value of that action. When you don't know the value, you're not interested. Like a child, he's playing in his father's house and the cupboard there happened to be open and he saw the shining coin there. And he picked it up, and he was playing with it. Next thing he heard, the ice cream vendor, the sound, he ran out, my ice cream. And he didn't realize that it was his father's gold coin. He ran out, he went to the fair, Kumbi there. They're quick to stop, they're looking where children. So he stopped, he said, I want my ice cream. He says, where's your money? He showed him the gold coin. Quickly he gave him the ice cream. So this vendor knew that now I don't just have a Kumbi, I'm going to open a factory with this. And this boy, he doesn't know the value. So he bought that. So when we don't know the value of namaz, we'll stroll, we'll go on our time, etc. As the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the time is going to come that we perform salah as if we're doing Allah a favor. Allah did us the favor, and we said, so that importance, we have to keep on reading daily Fazail-e Amal. In other words, regularly ta'aleem in the house. Then the second team, Hazrat explained that you realize the great, great ni'mat. It's a ni'mat-e uzza, an uzma. Very, very great ni'mat. And Allah has given me that I'm worth absolutely nothing. Zarra be'migda. Zarra means not even a speck. And that is my reality. Compared to the creation, what am I? I'm not a speck. And still Allah made me ashraful makhlukat. And to remain on that high pedestal, that this honor Allah gave us, Allah gave us this gift of salah. So it's not a burden. It's not like a tax upon me. Hey, I'm busy with something. Now we're watching the match. We don't know that harm we don't know. And this value we don't know. So we think, hey, now let me just see this over finish. And when that over is finished, namaz is finished. And you lost your life in the investment. So this reality. And then a person realizes this. And Allah made it so easy. No, you don't have to have online application. Nobody to ask for ijazat. Open ijazat Allah gave us. And not just open ijazat. Allah appointed His men that call my servants. Remind them. Because they don't know the value of this. So then when we hear the, we've never been in the masjid, when you start knowing it, nobody will have to tell you, go for namaz. Before azan, you'll be in the masjid. And when we still don't know, azan already. Now you realize. And when we have ta'aleem in the house, then the family also. She hear azan, hey, I still didn't go on my musalla. She won't delay and she tells you also, go for namaz. And vice versa, you'll tell her, go and make your namaz now. Otherwise, generally, what women folk, they cooking, they first want to finish all their cooking and all their dishes. By the time they finish, that is nearly Asr time. So they're reading Zohar in Asr time. And then when they finish their Asr namaz, then they're busy checking the pots again. And then before they know, it's almost Maghrib time. So they're reading their Asr in Maghrib time. And like this, they delay. Till now, you gone for Isha. They still busy with other things in the house, looking at the children, etc. Now when you come back, finish from Isha, everything, you expect your wife must be ready and sit and talk, etc. Now she is busy with the Isha namaz. And they read long Isha namaz. They don't, and then they still after that got pansuras to take out. And long pan, and you fell off to sleep, now she's coming. So we have to bring our life in order. When we know what is valuable, what is not valuable. When we don't know the value of anything, we don't know our own value today. So like we say, Hazrat says, many people say today, they don't respect the ulama. They don't respect the ufas. Because we as myself, we don't know our value. So we do such things, like we say today, to get the youngsters together, take them out for excursion, take them out for sports. So you also in your Bermuda, and they also in their Bermudas, and you playing soccer with them. So what they, the molisab, he's just a molisab. They don't know the respect of the ustad. That is not the way to bring them close to Allah. Bring them to the majalis, have majalis with them, and then see how they will respect you and they will appreciate deen. This way they won't respect you, they won't even appreciate deen. Deen is, you just have some kitab reading. The main thing is all the other things. The bra is the main thing. And Maulisab also is walking around with them, who will have Bermudas and skipper. So Allah give us tawfiq. And then to make us realize, don't let your desires interfere with your value and this great value of salah, which will give you value. Salah is not that we have, Allah wants to give us, and Allah gave us this value, made us ashraful makhlukat. Now to remain on that high pedestal and surpass. Insan, Allah made us such. What you got animalistic qualities, and you got qualities of angels, angelistic qualities. If you imbibe, and this is what namaz is all about, takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah, that beautify your character with the character of Allah. That how magnificent and great is Allah, but Allah is so generous. Allah is so merciful. Allah is so kind. So when these qualities come, you'll surpass the angels. They'll envy you. And they will say, oh, we taught this insan, the so-called, wasn't our objection directly, but oh Allah, you're going to create these people who are going to cause fasad. And if we don't realize our value, then Allah says, summa radad now asfala safilin. Summa means just now. You'll be worse than animals also. And today we see, you taught that no, you must mate, boy must mate with boy. Even animals don't mate. Male animals don't mate with male animals. Female don't mate with female. So where we gone? Worse than animals. So Allah make us realize. So this nature of ours, our desire overtakes us. Our natural laziness also overtakes us. Even a good, like Eid day, you'll see. Many people, now the food is so engrossed in it. Now namaz time, okay, we'll delay. Just now. And just now, wait, whole Ramadan you spend in itikaf also. All Ramadan you fasted everything. You already Eid day. And forget Eid day, Eid night. Then there's Eid balls. And what is happening? That is the night that will keep your heart alive. And that night we waste it. And not just waste it. وَانْتَحْبَتَ عَمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا. You shattered your amal and we don't even know. So this natural laziness of ours, because of our ignorance and our desires, Allah to save us from that, Allah put a stern warning. That if you don't come for namaz, one namaz you must, one hukub in Jahannam. One hukub over 83 years. We don't take it. We think you lose 100, 500 rand. Now you're looking for it all the time. Well, namaz we must, it's nothing. And can we think now? It was not becoming of a person to have must namaz since he got matured. But now we must so many namaz. When we realize the value, you will be regretting. And that is tawbah. Tawbah nadamatu. Allah, how could I do that? And that is why we find many buzurgs, they 70 years, they 80 years old. You ask them, how old are you, Hazrat? They say, I'm only 2 years. Say, but you're 70 years, how can you be only 2 years? Allahu Akbar. Like one king, he made a law in his country, nobody must lie, etc. And then there'll be justice in this country. So one day he went in ordinary clothing to take an inspection of his people. He came to one old man. And he saw this old man, he met him, so he said, let me test this old man. He asked him, how old are you? He says, I'm 2 years old. He says, but you 2 years? Look how old you are. And now he got sad that no lies in my country. But look at this old man, he's telling lies. So he asked, why are you telling lies? He says, the king, he says, sir, only 2 years I realized how to love my life. Till now I didn't know how to love. I was not loving. I was like a man. I was like Hazrat says the word zombie. And that is what I am. That I didn't know how. 2 years Allah connected me to a buzur, to a pious servant. Now you crying. 68 years I messed up namaz. I never read namaz. Now you won't look for a loophole. Salafis will tell you, no, you don't have to make qaza. Just read 2 rakat. No. Now you'll start your qaza. You won't think, hey, it's so much. You'll start making your qaza more than all tahajjud and nafal namaz. You'll be engaged in your qaza and tawbah for every namaz. So Allah Ta'ala gave this warning not to scare us, out of love Allah is telling that it's not becoming your beloved who loves you so much. And thus also only when we start making love with Allah, then you will know. Before this you didn't know if you got married the right way, not on the internet, etc. And that is not marriage. That is all infatuation. Because outwardly you're doing all the haram. The moment the nikah is over, now you're breaking the nikah. So that is not marriage. When you did it the right way, according to sunnah, parents looked for you, a girl, and you went. And then you didn't know that girl from above, blue soap. She didn't know you. And Allah Ta'ala says, أَنْخَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَمِنْ آيَاتِ أَنْخَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهَا مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. In the next second, you just, nikah was made. And you just met up for the first time, like you love her from years. And like she loves you from years. Allah says, we will put this love. When you make love with Allah, then you see that love will come. Otherwise, all the artificial, the shaitani things that come, and over the internet you're finding people, and all today worse occasions that, no, meet your partner, and parties for this. Allahu Akbar. And good people arranging it. So when we don't have connection with Allah, we don't have connection to get connected with Allah, Allah walo se ta'alluq peda. This is the system of Allah. So that is why it is stern warning. So somebody will think, why so stern warnings? I'll be thrown in Jahannam. And people will tell you, no, Allah is merciful. You think Allah is going to throw you 83 years in Jahannam? Aliyazu billah. Allahu Akbar. You deserve worse than that. 83 years is still nothing for us. Such a great thing. Somebody tell you that, okay, I'll give you 1 BM. You see that you're there for Fajr. Well, you'll be late. You'll be there to Hajj time. And what's 1 BM? Not even the whole dunya. Lokanati dunya kaadilu inda Allah janaba auda. Ma saka kafiram mina sharbat. If the whole world was equal to the wing of a mosquito, one kafir shouldn't get one drop of water. And the reality you see, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيضُ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Akhirat, you'll see this reality. That Akhirat is valuable. The people of Jannah, they'll be able to see their friends in Jahannam. Then they'll know, hey, I know this friend, whether he's non-Muslim, whatever. Then he'll say, just give us some water, you people got. So Allah made it haram. So that is value Allah made haram. Yeah, the kuffar and those things they got. So Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ali Rani also says so beautifully, Lana ilmu walil juhali ma'lun. We got knowledge of deen. And the ignorant people, they got wealth. Wealth is going to get finished. Mal is going to be, the knowledge of deen will be what you all the time. The more you use it, the more it increases. The more people benefit. Anyway, Allah may give me tawfiq, all of us to realize. And then why not make love with Allah? Allah is your muhsin. Allah is seeing to all your needs. Every split moment, more than you know. And Allah is your maker, your creator, all that. So to make Allah unhappy, who is the one who is in control of your life in this world and your everlasting enjoyment of Akhirat, and you make Allah unhappy, this is a sign that you are a mean person. You are a person says that this man, he doesn't respect his mother. Say, what a stupid person. His mother is so kind. She is so good. So, Allah who made all the mothers in the world, Allah is so kind. And we just take it for granted. Ah, namaz is not important. Allahu Akbar. Allah wants to give us and we're not coming. So we shouldn't, we can't make a stupid deal like this. We're auctioning our pleasures and desires for salah, which is so great. Allahu Akbar. So that when a person realizes this, now nobody will have to tell you, get up for fajr. Nobody will have to tell you, go for namaz. You'll be on when it's third. You see, you're a little late. Hey, how could I be late? And you'll arrange your whole day's program will rotate according to the time of salah. Not that now anything, anybody want to meet you, you meet me after Asr or you meet me after Zohar. Not that now your time of salah just comes in between. I'll do my banking and when I get, maybe I'll be by that masjid. So maybe I'll perform. No, you must do it properly. And then the third thing, the summary of this lesson that Sufi Iqbal Sahib is giving of the first lesson, which we discussed, so we just go over it a bit faster. That the third thing is, now when you realize the value of namaz and you realize I can't miss it out under any condition. I can be sick also, but I must make my namaz. I can be on journey anyway, I can't deprive myself. It's the height of stupidity. And it's the height of my ignorance. So now you realize, now you get eager to go for namaz. And then I mustn't just go for namaz in any state. I must go with proper concentration, devotion. I'm going to Allah. Allah is going to give me a gift, Allahu Akbar. You just go for a awards evening and how you excited, etc. And you now you keep dressing and what you're so excited. Here every namaz Allah is giving such awards we can't imagine. And as if we just improve our salah, then you'll really feel the awards Allah is giving me. You'll feel Allah Ta'ala's great marifat is increasing, even if it's one iota. But you'll feel, I didn't know this about Allah. Allah is so great. So like this, the third thing is, what is this concentration and the devotion all? So first of all, the etiquette when you're coming for namaz now. Now you know I can't miss namaz. But now my etiquette, how must I go for namaz? Not now, hey, azan is over, you just like a small boy. He is just running, whatever clothes he got on, even if he's his pajamas, then it's zohar time, he'll run for the masjid. Because he doesn't know where he's going. Now you realize I'm going to the best place in the world. In my town, this is the best place. There can be beautiful other houses. It can't compare to the house of Allah. The house of Allah, which is simple, and in simplicity there is beauty. The house of Allah, it is better than all the places in the world. And Allahu Akbar. After all, the first house Allah put to show, Inna awwala bayti wudhiya linnas. The first place Allah put on the face of the earth to get connected to Allah was Kaabatullah. And that time, till recently, maybe 100 years ago, nobody was allowed to build a building higher than Kaaba. Today when we building's gone higher than Kaaba, our iman is gone lower than this thing. Animals also. That now you're still making the tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, but you're looking at a big clock. Where your mind is gone. So Kaaba Sharif is that, and the simplest building. It's most simplest. But what is the attraction? Why? Kaaba to Allah. It's connected to Allah.
Now when you realize I'm going to the place where I'm to get the connection of Allah, now you are eager to go to the masjid. Somebody stop you on the way, but no, not now, I'm going to masjid. And he says, no, let's just go to the shop quickly. I can't go. The worst places on earth is the bazaars, especially when you're unmindful. And the best places is the masjid. So Hazrat says, namaz mein dil ki huduri, jiske husool ka tariqa to bayan mein wazi hai, ke koshish ki jaye ke namaz ke har rukan mein kam az kam, koi lahza zurur huduri ka muyassar a jaye. That a person realizes, okay, he's got this point before the next point. That is, this point is, what is this concentration and devotion? And what is this presence of mind? In the fourth point, he's mentioning what the adab, etc. So this point here, Hazrat is mentioning that a person, you realize the greatness, you're going to namaz, but what is the method to get the presence of mind? That I must be prayer, I must be conscious, I'm going to the house of Allah. I must be conscious, I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Hazrat says, even a small child, you greet him, big mother will ask you, met big money sahab, you met Sheikh sahab. Yeah, I met him, but you don't even look at me. So if you're not gone, your child will feel upset. So when we come in the presence of Allah, and you meet a big Sheikh and you don't look at him, Allah, he is not interested in you. So like that, we, Allah brought us here, and we don't look, we pay attention, our heart is not there. Like children, they, you greet them, they're looking somewhere else, they're not interested. So we should see that our heart, is it present? Am I present? And this is why that the cause of marifat, of zikr, to bring our heart in one direction. So that we should make an effort for this. It's not this, we have to make an effort, as Hazrat explained, with regard to all the wasawis, that dil ko lagana zaruri hai. That we must put our heart in. Not dil ko lagna, automatically your heart must just get connected. No, we have to make that effort. And namaz ke har rukan mein, and so easy this effort. It's not difficult to be present and to have concentration and devotion in namaz. Kam az kam koi lahza, zarur huzuri ka muyassar a jaye. Even for 1 second, in every posture that I'm standing in front of Allah. You started, Allahu Akbar, I'm standing in front of Allah. Now you lost, you now I'm standing in Qiyam, I'm in front of Allah. For 1 second also, although that is just the path mark. That is just the level that your namaz won't be thrown out of the court of Allah. But now who wants just a load? Today, as the time is going, they say, we're progressing. But the path mark is getting less and less. You get 33%, you're a big doctor. And you don't know what you're doing. So anyway, that shouldn't be in our deen. In our deen, the path mark is to go higher and higher and higher all the time. So like that, every posture of yours, just for a second, that this presence of my mind must be attentive. And so easy, ulama, they have explained and we learned that so many methods, 7-8 methods to increase your concentration and your devotion. And this is what is. But you have to make that effort, that to get your mind present first of all. Our minds are not present. You're going to a masjid, but you're still thinking, hey, I have to go to that shop. I have to go to that shop. Now you're going masjid. Now you leave all the thoughts one side. That is when we did the course. So for one moment, if that consciousness comes, that I'm in the court of Allah, then Allahu Akbar. Your namaz won't be in the position that it's failed. You'll get the pass mark. But if you're an intelligent person, you don't want just 50%. You want higher and higher. So that is what we have to be working for. Aur is huzuri ki wazaat mein jo umur Hazrat Sayyid Sahab Rahmatullah Ali ne tahreer farmayi hai, masalan apne aap ko apne Rab ke samne jaane aur Rab Kareem ko apne haal par mutawajjih samjhe. Allahu Akbar. So he gives the method which was explained already. Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali explained that the method of just is very easy. Just think I'm now in the presence of Allah. You still can't reach the stage as if I'm seeing Allah. But no, Allah is seeing me. This is the house of Allah. When we go to anybody's house, you don't say, I went to meet Ahmad. I went. So here we came to meet Allah. It's the house of Allah. So Allah is present. And Allah is fully attentive to me. Allah is, there can be millions of people in the haram. Allah is attentive to every person, provided you are attentive to Allah. You're not that day, you're right at the doorstep of Allah, but you're unattentive like children playing. They won't. They'll say, leave them, let them play. So like that, Allah says, leave them, let them play, and we'll be losing out totally. So just to realize and that Allahu Akbar, that Allah's full attention is upon me. And who? Rabbi Kareem, my very, very kind and merciful Allah. And as we learn who is Kareem, and Allah is good, at whatever I'm doing at this moment, Allahu Haziri, Allah is present with me. And as you do your zikr, Allahu Naziri, now Allah is watching me. And you do your zikr more, Allahu Ma'i, Allah is with me. So you'll know Allah is with me now, and Allah's full attention is now more with you. One is, every moment Allah's attention is on us. But now when you're going for a special meeting with Allah, so now Allah's special attention is upon you. Very special. Like that, every moment, the Shaykh, they make dua for us, they conscious. But now when you go in, you had a certain mashwara or something to now, a special focus on you. So like this is the special attention of Allah Ta'ala. مثلاً اپنے آپ کو اپنے رب کریم کے سامنے جانے اور رب کریم کو اپنے حال پر متوجہ سمجھے. And know that Allah knows my condition now. Whatever worry I got in my heart, Allah knows it better than me. So I don't have to worry of that worry. I must just worry I'm in the court of Allah. And see how Allah will automatically remove those worries. جو کچھ زبان سے پڑھ رہا ہے اس کو مانا جانے. Then go one up. As we said, start learning the meanings. How many years we learn, we reading namaz. We still don't know what Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We don't know what Abu'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-Rajim. We don't know what Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Subhanakallahumma and our sana, we don't know that. So start learning Miftahul Quran. And very easy. And that kitab will give you enjoyment of the Arabic also. So we should make an effort, put it in our list of ta'aleem. That I must have this ta'aleem in my house. And Fazail Amal, then Miftahul Quran and other kitabs, basis they were the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, life after death, then we'll see where we're looking forward to. So then you go higher, learn the meanings, etc. And agar mazmoon, what and one is, before the meaning, just think what I'm reading. I'm reading Bismillah. I'm reading A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan Rajim when I started. Then I first read my sana, Subhanakallahumma. You don't know the meaning, but you know I'm reading Subhanakallahumma. So if you know that is concentration. That is a higher level that I'm just in the presence. Now I'm in the presence of Allah. Allah's focus, but I'm reading just in front of Allah. Then when you start knowing the meaning, now you're saying, I'm praising Allah. Allah is so pure. And like Hazrat says, we read our Tasbih Fatimi and we're not even conscious what he's telling Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if you're conscious, see what you'll get in return. And then thirdly, higher than that, now agar mazmoon Allah ki jo kuch zuban se par raha hai, usko maana ko jane. Now want to know the meaning of that. And then when you know the meaning, now concentrate little on the meaning. Don't just concentrate, you read, concentrate, I'm reading Subhanakallahumma. But what is Subhanakallahumma? That, oh Allah, you are so pure. You are free from any blemish. And me, I'm worse. I'm full of filth and dirt. And Allah is not pure like as far as what we think. Pure as far as any weakness is concerned. Allah has got no weakness whatsoever. Allah is looking after the whole creation. La ta'khudhu sinatu wa la nawm. Allah doesn't even need a wink. Allah is all the time alert. So that is our Allah. So now you start knowing the meaning, your concentration is going higher. And then even further, agar mazmoon Allah Kareem ke ghusna wa itab ka ho, to dil mein khauf karna kare aur pana chahe. Aur Allah Akbar. And while you're reading, if you read ayats about Jahannam, or you read ayats about the punishment of Allah, like we said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ, curse be upon the word, destruction upon the musallis. Now you say, Allah, save me. Don't let me like be that person who's reading namaz that's just unmindful. Slap dash namaz. Now in your heart, now when this concentration grows, now you'll be in the highest level of concentration. That in your heart, Ya Allah, you make dua, Allah, save me. And that fear overtakes you. Ease mind. Even if your namaz is of a high level, you'll be worried. And then just worry, even the sahaba had, that I think I'm a munafiq. I think as long as you think you are, and I got hypocrisy in me, Allah Ta'ala will save you. And Allah will, if you don't think, I'm not a hypocrite. I'm a very, that is a dangerous thing. That even in your, you can reach what level of marifat, but you realize, where is my namaz? Isn't it in that category? And you'll be in your heart, you'll be crying to Allah, please forgive me. And then when you read further, maqam-e-rahmat or inayat ka ho, to dil hi mein, dil mein uske husool ki tamanna aur aarzu kare. And when you read, inna rahmatullah qareebun minal muslimin, Allah's mercy is close to those who try to do their best and you get ihsan, now you'll make dua and Allah, please bless me with this. In your heart you'll be begging, Allah, I don't deserve, but bless me with this. You brought me here because you want to give me. Now you'll desire that also. And now, to increase all this, now not only your faraz you read, now or naflo mein mashq ke dauran chahiye. Aur is kaifiyat ke usool ke liye, ayat ko bar bar padna pade. Allah Akbar. What a treatment he gave us. That now to build your concentration in every namaz, read 2 rakat extra nafil namaz. And in that nafal namaz, read a short nafal namaz, but think of all these things. When you start, I'm in the presence of Allah. I'm now surrendering to Allah. I'm throwing both the worlds behind me, etc. And think now, this is saying Allahu Akbar, takbir e tahreema is faraz. And I'm standing, qayam is faraz. All these things, know what is wajib, what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnati muakkada, what is mustahab, etc. But this is concentration. And then think I'm doing this. And then think of what I'm reading, then think of the meaning, then you think of the ayats of rahmat, the ayats of punishment, and you feel afraid and you ask for forgiveness, but this will come if you practice in your nafal namaz. So much so that he says you read nafal namaz, read one ayat over and over to bring that greatness. For example, you're just reading, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul huwallahu Allah, you only one. And Allah didn't say wahid, Qul huwallahu wahid. Because wahid, you can say wahid malyun also, 1 million. But ahad, it's only used for Allah. You can't say ahad malyun. It's only ahad is only Allah. And Allah, who? Allahu samad. Allah, you so independent. And you brought me here. So repeat the ayat in nafal namaz. Repeat it to build the concentration. And read a short nafal namaz. Not like we got the misunderstanding. Read long nafal namaz, then you'll get concentration. It doesn't work that way. You first have to bring your heart into presence. And that is why you need the company of the friends of Allah. You can be whoever, great sheikh also. But if you don't have the company of your mashayikh, very soon you will think that now I'm now a mujaddid of my own, etc. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. The next point which we learned already, ye ke namaz ki azmat ko khub samajhne ke baad, tamam adab ke baachai haqiqi qabooliyat ke lai, aur unko baja lai. And Allahu Akbar, Mawlana Madani Rahmatullah Ali was known as Shaykhul Islam to make us not feel despondent also. As Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, why Allah Ta'ala says about this punishment? So that Allah wants you not to be despondent. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't go into the despondency that where will Allah forgive me? Allah will punish me. No, you just run back to Allah. It's like your car when you see the needle is going to red. Quickly you fill up your water, etc. And check what's happening. So like that, Hazrat Madani said to give us a qadid, that even 1 second in your whole namaz, in the end of the namaz, I mean Allah's court. All namaz you never think of Allah. But at 1 second you thought, you'll get a pass mark. But he says, now improve. Don't, at 1 second I got now 50% okay. No, you're an intelligent person, you won't stick to that. And then further he says, now when you understand the greatness of namaz, what a great gift. Person give you some gift, or you got an old gift of your father, you say, send the medicine. It's old chair, but you're looking after it. What is this? Is the gift that Allah gave direct to His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and presented to us by our beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. There's no time, but just to realize, whatever position you are, Abraul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali explained to one person, he was a manager in the post office. So he had a high post, so to say, and they were eating. So one small grain of rice or chana, what they normally eat there, fell down on the dastarkhan. So Hazrat told him, pick it up, eat it. He says, no, I can't pick it up. It now fell on the dastarkhan. So Hazrat to explain him, he said, okay, what work you do? He says, I'm in the post office and I'm a manager. I'm running the post office. He says, now you're running the post office. If the head of the post office, that is the chief minister of the post office, if he sends you a chocolate, special gift with your name, and if the chocolate falls down, will you pick it up? He says, of course, I'll pick it up. I got it from the head of department. and He sent it special for me. How can I leave it down? So Hazrat says, and then after you add that chocolate, that wrapper, well, you throw it away. He says, no, this was a special gift He sent. I'll even keep the wrapper with the date when I got the special gift. So Hazrat says, one ordinary person send you one chocolate and you're looking after it. Allah sends this risk for you directly from Allah. And one morsel fell and you don't know whether the barakat is in there, and you say you can't pick it up. Then he came to his senses. And quickly he picked it up. So this is how our mashayikh teach us. So like when you realize what this great gift is, how magnificent, now you'll be, what is the etiquette? How must I go to masjid? I can't just run. I can't just kick my shoes out. Sadly we see, our shoes are kicked outside. And even if we pick it up, we'll just put it in a rack, like we'll just throw it in a rack. And when we come out, we just pick our shoes and throw it down. Even good people, that is not adab, that is not etiquette, which shows that we are still raw, like Bedouins. No, these are all adabs that we learn. A Sufi is not that you just run in a masjid and you got tasbih, etc. No, a Sufi is conscious. Everything must be done with proper etiquette. Allah is watching me. And Allah gave me the shoes. Tomorrow I don't have shoes, then Allahu Akbar. There's no time to go into all that detail. But, and who are we going to? Bacha-i Hakiki, the kings of kings, the real king. You just go to a just ordinary meeting, council meeting, and now with all this politics and all that, now you invited you to a meeting, now you say, let me dress properly. Allah says, Allah save me, all of us, some ulama, we going for Jummah. I only, my kutta must be ayn just before I go Jummah. As if it's not going to get creased. Allahu Akbar. But that is not, Allah wants to see your insight. Wow, you coming. And you go neatly, tidy, but not so overdone that now you're more worried of your clothes than you're worried of Allah Ta'ala. And so, kabuliyat, that it must be worthy of acceptance in a court of Allah. Not I think, hey, I got my best kurta on, but it's a long jubba, and it's got over my ankles, and under I got bermudas, or I got a short trouser under. And I think now I'm going to worthy of acceptance. No. Unkub, think of those etiquette in adab, and then you'll want to correct your tajweed also. You'll want to correct, as Hazrat says, from your taharat, and then your wuzu, and then your Allahu Akbar, how you enter the masjid, how you walk, all that. Manatani Rahmatullah Ali says, let two alim sit in front of me for 2 minutes. I'll immediately tell you who's got tarbiyat, who don't have tarbiyat. Who's doing the cause of marifat, who's not doing. Just the way they sit, we're able to make out. So this reality has to come into me, all of us. In adab mein awwal darja mein taharat aur paakizgi aur dusra namaz ka tariqa, yani wuzu aur namaz ke fiqhi masail jo risala taleem ul islam wagaira mein bayan ki gayi. So in just with regard to etiquette and how to go to the great court of Allah Ta'ala, as we learn, first our taharat, our purity, our istinja must be done properly, and then our wuzu, etc. And then the method of performing namaz, which is so important. It's so important for the method of performing namaz, and thus Allahu Akbar. We see our elders were so concerned that any area they went, our elders who came from India here to South Africa, their concern was masjid, madrasa, kabrastan. That was their concern. That was the main thing. And first even the madrasa, the maktab. And in the maktab we learn all these things already. In the maktab we learn what is faraz in wuzu, what is sunnat in wuzu, what is wajib. And then in the maktab we learn how to do this. And that maktab is the backbone of every community. But like we say, when we don't have ta'aleem, and we don't know that we start losing the importance, Shaitan, the opposite is going to come. Shaitan is making effort to take us away from Allah Ta'ala. And then he brings the importance of secular education. And see where we landed up. In the name of Maktab now, we put importance of secular education. And we say Islamic schools. Islamic school was just the name. Actually, they want to take us away from deen. And take us away from deen. Now in an Islamic school today, the higher you go, the less Quran Sharif you read. The less you know about the masail, the less and what, as far as akhlaq, that is totally rotten. We, Allah Ta'ala, save us all. So how Shaitan fools us, that now no, and then what they said, no, the education system is not right. Their education is not right. The maktab was proven 100%. Our ulama was simple. They didn't even know proper English. In Urdu, Gujarati, they used to teach, but that noor in their heart, and the noor of the kitabs, the children who went to maktab properly till today, even if they're not pious, they know photos are haram. They know TV is haram. And that person in the maktab is the backbone of every community. Today it has just become an ordinary the school. Muslim, where your child go? Muslim school. So what is going for? Science subject now. Now what is going for? I'm going for fiqh. I'm going, so you, there's no respect. In the maktab, you sit on the floor. You sit with respect, with adab in front of your ustad. Here you're sitting on table and chairs, etc. So this whole reality, how shaitan has worked, putting an outward picture of deen, and there's no deen in our life. In fact, we destroying our deen. So this is important that now you'll appreciate, my father, my mother sent me to maktab. And they said how important, and they used to take us to maktab, and how you'll appreciate the ustad there. You'll never forget your ustad who taught you Ali Bata Sa. You can be the biggest mufti of the world, but you know my ustad who taught me Ali Bata Sa, he's in a qabr, I can't forget him. I can't forget the apa who taught me, etc. So all these masail that was taught in Talimun Islam, etc., you must repeat that, heavy talim. Like a person, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, our Dada Sheikh used to say, there was a person who used to sell achar in Pakistan, but he was known as Mufti Achar. So people say, how come Mufti Achar, he is going and delivering achar on his bicycle. How come he is the Mufti? He said, Allahu Akbar, that any masala you want to know, while he is delivering also, he knows it just like that. So he say, how come you know the masala? He say, I read Beshti Zewar 5 times, and I keep on reading it. So Beshti Zewar, Allahu Akbar. Our great ulama used to say, you just learn Beshti Zewar, you will be an Urdu alim. You will be a proper alim, you will know all the masail. So to make that talim of death also. And the najat, salvation in the year after is not dependent only on fazail. It is dependent on masail. So the masail, and as our Hazrat explained, our Dada Sheikh said, our tasawuf is mudallal. It is according to all the proofs of Shariat, according to Sunnat. And Sunnat teaches us that Shariat is above Tariqat. That first have to know the laws of Allah. Not that I'm a big Sufi, so many, then as they explained, I'm repeating this point because so many people, they're out in Jamaat, they're even in the Khanka, but they still don't pay attention to what is Faraz, what is Sunnat, what is Wajib, what is Sunnat. Our wuzu we don't know. So how can you can be making 100 tasbihs or what? You're far from Allah Ta'ala. These are the basics, and see how important is the maktab, and we have to make dua for it and bring in every town. The maktab is the main important thing. That ustad who's teaching in a maktab, what is his value, you don't know. Compared to a Shaykhul Hadith, you don't know the value of that ustad. He is the foundation. So like that, we learn and make a talim of that. Agar na malum ho, to pehle unko seekh le. Ha, jitne din usme lag jaye, taake namaz, wuzu ke tamam faraiz, wajibat, sunan, mustahabat, aur mustidat, makruhat, ho pehchan le. And he says, if you don't know these masail, first take out time to learn that. That is more important that you attend the majlis, but if you're not taking out time for that, like many people also, they're out in Jamaat for years. And like Mawlana Ibrahim Dehlvi, the Jawla, Damat Barakatum said, 100 years the work is in existence, but the effects will come in our heart. And like that, we're going Khanka so long, we're teaching so long, but the effect hasn't come into our heart. Because these basic things, we are, when there's the talim in the, other talim in the masajids of masail, etc., we can't search for this. We can only search for kitab reading. That shouldn't be our attitude. Our attitude is we have to be learning our deen all the time. So learn what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahabbat, and then mufsidat, makruhat, who pehchanle. Know what is those that's going to break my namaz. What is those things that Allah doesn't like, and makruh, you won't just say it's makruh. Allah doesn't like it. So how can I do those actions? Taake usko, taake pehchanle, you should know this and revise it all the time. Taake isi darja mein usko malhooz rakhe, that you keep it unto its level. You know it's faraz. Like sometimes even it will benefit you if you're traveling or you got some important work, etc. Now you can't read your normal long namaz, or you're traveling and you have to catch a flight or something. Now you know what is faraz, what is wajib, and what is sunnat, what is mustahab. Now you leave out the mustahab. And because you got in, you have to go on the flight, etc. So that way, if you don't know it, you leave out the faraz and you don't even know. Like how are you, then you're rushing, you're not even standing and you've gone into your ruku already. So you didn't make your qiyam properly. So all these things are extremely important. And ye baate to suluk ikhtiyar karne se pehle seekhni zaruri hai. Hazrat says, actually, this was you're supposed to learn it before you come take bath. Like in the early days, Buzurgs, if you came to take bath, you didn't have a beard. They say, no, first go and sort out your life. Then you come. But today it's a plastic zamana. If you send a person away, he's not worried of his life. So that is why our Buzurgs, they make us bear today, no matter how we look, so that at least the importance of deen starts coming in our heart. So, humne ihtiyatan isliya likh diya, Hazrat says, I wrote this to, for precautions, that people don't have this wrong concept and misunderstanding of life. That isliya likh diya ke baaz zakir shagil hazrat ko iski taraf khususi tawajjuh nahi. That some people are so engrossed in their zikr, etc., and we are in the khanka, but they're not concerned about that. Is my wuzu properly? What is wajib, as Hazrat explained? We don't even know. I wrapped out the faras, washing my elbows, or washing my ankles, and I think, no, I'm a big buzur. So he says, that's why I wrote this. So whatever department of deen we are doing, we have to see our priorities. And then our life will come in the proper perspective also. And so how important are all these different departments of deen? But the main thing is our sharia, the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Then you can progress and get closer and closer to Allah. In hi maskura bala faraiz, wajibat, sunan, mustahabat ka namaz, ke har rukan mein dhyan rakkar, rakna namaz mein dil ke huzuri ke. And these are what is called presence of mind and concentration and devotion. You know what is faraz, you know. And jiski ahmiyat Hazrat Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullahi ne bayan farmai. And Shah Ahmad Sayyid Rahmatullah has mentioned and he has explained it in detail that these are things that will build your concentration. Not you making zikr, but you don't know what is farz, you don't know what is wajib, etc. Or namaz mein khususi, or namaz mein huzur-e qalb ka yahi matlab hai. And this is what is presence of heart, presence of mind in namaz. That I know I'm standing, I'm doing a farz. I'm saying Allahu Akbar, takbir-e tahreema. I'm standing, that is farz. So these things are actually, not that you're just making your zikr, but you're not learning your masail. That's why everything is so important. And then he explained, Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Fisani Rahmatullah Alayhi Nabi, bayan farmaya, chunanche maktub banam Hazrat Mir Muhibbullah Khalifa Khaz, Hazrat Mujaddid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Adham wa Salat Tahdeer Fama. Then he says, the great sheikh of the time, Mujaddid Al-Fisani, the reform of the second 1,000 years, he wrote to his great Khalifa also, that what is concentration and devotion in namaz? According to me, this humble slave, it's to know what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnati muakkada, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, and be conscious you're doing that, and that is concentration in devotion. Not that I must be engrossed in namaz, but you don't know I'm missing out of faraz. So Allah give us proper understanding and correct our life. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.